With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Senate Democrats are poised for the 10th time to reject a stopgap spending bill that would reopen the government. The speaker used his morning update to contrast how GOP members are trying to end the shutdown versus what he calls the left-wing socialist turn for Democrats.
We even saw, I didn't see it, many of you saw it, CNN host the first socialist town hall where Bernie Sanders and AOC said the quiet parts out loud. They don't know what they want to end the shutdown. They couldn't provide a single viable solution for the mess that they themselves have gleefully created. And by the way, those are the real leaders of the Democrat Party. We all know it. AOC and Bernie.
And Republicans insisting they won't back away from their demands that the Democrats drop their demand for $1.5 trillion in new spending. Israel received the remains of two more hostages on Wednesday. That came just hours after the Israeli military said one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage. That confusion added to new tensions. The BBC's Barbara Plett has an update.
Hamas said it was committed to the ceasefire deal, but had handed over all the bodies it has. It said locating and recovering the others would require major effort and special equipment. It was understood that finding some of the bodies would be difficult in the ruins and rubble of Gaza. But Hamas has returned the remains of only 9 hostages.
That is Barbara Plett reporting for the BBC. President Trump says India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil.
I was not happy that India was buying oil. And he assured me today that they will not be buying oil from Russia. That's a big stop. Now I got to get China to do the same thing.
The U.S. is seeking to tighten Russia's cash flow as part of the effort to end the war in Ukraine. This is SRN News. Colorado's assisted suicide law now being challenged. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to the pro-life group Live Action, 510 people in the state received drugs to end their life because they suffered from an eating disorder. The pro-lifers and patient advocates challenging Colorado's assisted suicide law say that it is leading to people being prescribed deadly drugs when what they really need is mental health treatment. The lawsuit argues that any request for assisted suicide should first be investigated as a mental health problem. Michael Harrington reporting.
Adults wishing to end their lives with the help of a doctor now have nothing standing in their way in California for years to come. Governor Gavin Newsom has signed into law a bill that makes the state's existing law permitting euthanasia permanent. The current law allows anybody 18 years old and suffering from a terminal illness to obtain a deadly dose of drugs from their doctor. It had been set to expire in 2031. This is SRN News. Here's Rich Thomason with a midday Wall Street Business Report.
India says it's looking to step up purchases of crude oil and natural gas from the U.S. as it diversifies its energy supplies. President Trump says India's prime minister had personally assured him his country would stop buying Russian oil. Ontario Premier Doug Ford has called for economic retaliation against the U.S. after Stellantis decided to move Jeep Compass production from Canada to Illinois. He blames President Trump for the move, which affects workers in Brampton, Ontario, and he wants Canada to retaliate with its own tariffs. Nestle is cutting 16,000 jobs globally as the Swiss food giant cuts costs as part of its efforts to revive its financial performance. The maker of Nescafe drinks, Purina pet food, and other products says the cuts will take place over the next 2 years.
And that is correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.